What hymn is sung more than any other in the English-speaking world? It was written by an invalid woman. And we'll tell the story on today's program from the Fortress of Faith. In a time of intense spiritual searching, there stands an educational institution rich in hope. Having found that the fundamental truths of the Bible will satisfy all searching, Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. We're glad you tuned to this station today, and that we can bring you this broadcast from the Fortress of Faith. The singing of praise to God has always been vital to the Christian church. This is the reason we devote one program each month to stories of our great hymns. To begin, let's hear the Bob Jones University Radio Choir.
Perhaps the most famous of all hymns of invitation in the English-speaking world is a hymn written by a woman, an invalid who was the sister of an English clergyman.
Oh, and how is my patient today?
I wish I could say better, doctor, but at least not a great deal less comfortable today.
Let's see. Oh, Charlotte, before I forget, I've brought something I think will cheer you.
What is it? A leaflet of some sort?
Yes, an anonymous hymn. One of my dear friends, a lady of certain philanthropic bent, has had it printed in considerable number and circulated throughout the cities and towns of England. She sent it to me, knowing I would cherish the beauty and value of the words as she does. Here.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul. Oh, doctor, this may be anonymously published, but I know the author.
You do?
Oh, yes, doctor.
Well, come. Enough of your mystery, young lady.
I could say this hymn without even reading it.
You wrote it, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago. How well I remember the days of distress and emptiness which preceded the writing of that hymn.
Born March 18, 1789, Charlotte Elliott, at the age of 32, became a chronic invalid. From that time on, she never knew a day free of discomfort. She became bitter and resentful. Frequently, her family endured her complaints of how God had dealt with her. One day, a famous Swiss clergyman, Dr. Cesar Millan, was visiting in the Elliott home.
Do have more of the Yorkshire pudding, Mr. Millan.
No. You've provided amply for me already, Madame Elliott. I shall leave with fond thoughts of your hospitality and goodness to me.
Oh, it is refreshing to know someone will have fond thoughts. As for me, nothing is pleasant.
Dr. Millan, please excuse Charlotte, but she is...
Charlotte, yes.
You and Dr. Millan have spent the entire evening reveling in the goodness of God's providence. To me, the discussion is intolerable. God has given me nothing. Nothing.
Charlotte, really?
Mademoiselle Elliot,
I would have you know the love of Jesus Christ, the blessings of his joy and peace.
I am aware I sound harsh to you, Dr. Milan, but I resent the attempts, yours and those of the others, to see me quiet and dependent.
I would not wish you to enjoy a dependency upon people, but I greatly covet your dependency on Christ.
Dr. Milan, how can I become a Christian?
Give yourself to God, just as you are.
14 years later, Charlotte Elliott, the sunbeam of Brighton, as she came to be known, received her annual letter from Dr. Milan, which he sent on the anniversary of her conversion each year until his death in 1864.
And so, my dear one in Christ, do not grow discouraged. Where is the person who can estimate the treasures found in knowing Jesus Christ, or the bliss which God hath prepared for them that love him? Your faithful friend. What faith! I still remember the inexpressible joy that came to my life that day as a result of following his advice. Oh, and how I wish I could do more for the Lord.
Were you speaking to me, Miss Charlotte?
No, Maggie. I've been reading Dr. Milan's letter and wishing I could serve the Lord with greater effectiveness.
And so do we all.
Maggie, has my brother returned from the bazaar for raising funds for the church school?
Not yet, miss. Shall I bring you your tea now?
Later, I think. I'll wait for my brother a while longer.
As you wish, Miss Charlotte.
Since Jesus Christ touched my life, so much has changed. My body is still weak, but my spirit soars. I'd like to write a spiritual autobiography, perhaps a poem telling of what happened when God saved me. Dr. Milan said, take him just as you are. Yes. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Charlotte Elliott sent the poem to a publisher with a hope that, if it were sold, it might bring in a few shillings for her brother's school. It became popular and sold widely. The words, sold for the benefit of St. Margaret's Hall, Brighton, England, appeared at the top of the sheet. Under that were written the words of Jesus, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Eventually, the hymn brought in more money for the school than all the money-raising projects the parish initiated, and the song has touched more hearts in moments of personal heart-searching than ever could be imagined. The son-in-law of the poet Wordsworth once wrote Charlotte to thank her and tell her of the great comfort the poem gave his wife in her last illness.
When I first read it to her, she said, that is the very thing for me. She asked me to repeat it at least 10 times that day. Until her death, 2 months later, she would say to me each morning, now for my hymn. And she then would often repeat it after me, line for line.
Charlotte's brother, the Reverend Henry Van Elliott, once said,
in the course of a long ministry, I hope I have been permitted to see some fruit of my labors. But I feel far more has been done by a single hymn of my sister's, just as I am.
This hymn, translated into many languages and found in almost every hymn book, ranks as one of the finest hymns ever written. The tune, by William Bradbury, now has become symbolic of Charlotte Elliott's moving lyric of perfect faith and full surrender.
My God, my God, my share.
Today's hymn story was written by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week at this same time for another dramatic story of Christian experience on the Fortress of Faith, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.